Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, Cohen's a liar. We all know that. But where does all this go from here? And what happens if Trump is, in fact, found guilty? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter. At Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here today. We appreciate it very, very much. Got a lot to chat about in our fourth and final hour. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He is the man. One more clip of the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, and I'll move on from that. This is him on with Morning Joe. What does he have, a book out now? He's got a new book? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
invite him on the show. See if he wants to promote his book.
Do you want me to actually?
I would love for you to invite him on. And say, the first question I'll be is, how the hell can you sit there every Sunday and pretend like you're an unbiased journalist? Tell him that's the first question I want to ask.
Well, let me see who the publisher is, because I don't want to burn all of our bridges at, like, Simon & Schuster or something.
Fine. Fine. He won't come on anyway. He's a coward. All right. Well, here he is with Morning Joe. Again, totally unbiased, calling it right up the middle as an unbiased journalist that he is. And not a Democrat hack. Cut six.
George, having done all this reporting on what the Situation Room was like under Donald Trump in his first administration, I don't know the degree to which history can give us some sense of what might happen next. But if Donald Trump gets elected in November, what kinds of things and what kind of usage of the Situation Room are you imagining in the second administration?
It's going to be uncontrolled. You know, one of the things that I point out, and others have pointed out as well, but I pointed out in my chapter on President Trump is, the most damning testimony of his competence and character comes from those who had the most senior level positions in the White House Situation Room who served under them, from James Mattis, the defense secretary, from John Bolton, his national security advisor, from John Kelly, his White House chief of staff, who all talk about how frightened they are by the prospect that he would become president again, apparently with no guardrails, without the kind of people who were serving him in the first term. Instead of having guardrails, it appears that he's going to have a bunch of enablers like those you see, you know, sitting with him in the courtroom over the last several days. And it's something that is chilling to many of those who served in the Situation Room and during the first administration, but are no longer supporting President Trump.
So it's totally unbiased that Trump will again lead to the destruction of America and the overthrow of America and blah, 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 blah. We should try to get Brett Tolman back on. He's terrific. Matt. We should try to get him back on.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, he's on Fox News right now.
I'll text him tomorrow.
here's the other thing I wanted to bring up. You know, the question of the media, and again, the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, going on about how journalism's our gatekeeper. It's our gatekeeper. I don't agree with everything Bill Maher says, but I really do like a lot of what Bill Maher says. And, you know, I think Bill Maher is wrong on Trump, but I think deep down inside, Bill Maher may vote for him. I really do. Again, he reaches a different audience. He reaches a big audience. And so when he says certain things, I want to share them with you because it's important to understand that we can't just always be in an echo chamber. It's important that we're not always just in an echo chamber. Bill Maher reaches different people. And when he says the same things that, say, I say, for example, it's important because it hopefully wakes other people up. You know, Stephen Colbert is not going to say this kind of stuff, right? So Bill Maher has had, I think, a lot of revelations over the years. He's someone that I really do hope to get on the show very badly. And I'd like to talk to him. And I'd love to be a guest on his show real time. I think that'd be fantastic. Anyway, this is what he said regarding the New York Times, cut 15.
Yeah, I see every interview asks the same question, which is like, you know, you make fun of the left a lot more than you used to. Yes, I do, because they're goofier and more obnoxious than they used to be. It doesn't mean I've turned into a Republican. I haven't changed on that at all. They also just became weirder. They're still not the threat the Republicans are, but I do both. And the question I get from everybody is, if you really don't want Trump elected, and I really don't, then why don't you just shut up about Joe Biden and just shut up about what's wrong with the left? And it's so interesting. This very week, I noticed, I guess he's not your boss anymore, right? You're at the Times. I see you in the Times often, but you're not officially with the paper.
I'm kind of half in, half out.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. I'm just going with the evening's metaphors.
I see. So I see the head of the New York Times, the executive editor, Joe Kahn, was asked almost the same question. This guy, Dan Pfeiffer, used to work for Obama. He was complaining. He said the Times does not see their job as saving democracy or stopping an authoritarian from taking power. He was complaining that they don't do it. And Mr. Kahn said, I don't even know how that would work. We become an instrument for the Biden campaign and put out a stream of stuff that's very, very favorable to them and only write negative stories about the other side, which made me laugh because I feel like that is what the Times actually does. And I didn't even want the other side to come out.
Yeah.
But now here's Mr. Kahn, what he said. He said there are people who want to elect Donald Trump as president. It is not the job of the news media to prevent that from happening. It's the job of Biden and the people around him. So I applaud this. I think that is the right. But I wanted to get you guys on this. It is a reasonable question. If you really don't want Trump to be elected, should you just be quiet about the other side's flaws?
Now, think about this now for a second, because he says, you know, the New York Times really is an instrument for the Democrat Party. And he's right about that. It really is. All of the media exists to push a narrative. We know that. We understand that. We know that. What he's also saying, though, is why don't you drop the farce? Like, why do you pretend like you are objective? Nobody actually believes that anyone in the media is actually objective. Certainly not the New York Times, for example. They don't believe that they're. Do you possibly think that they're objective? Is there any way you could think that? You have to understand that this country is run by people, corporations control these media empires, and these media empires are run by people who are on the left, and these media empires want to see the establishment win, and they want to see Trump stopped because he's a threat to them. And the New York Times is absolutely an instrument for the Democrat Party. Their occasional critique of Trump of Biden or something like that. And to Bill Maher's point of like, why don't you just drop the pretext? I mean, why not just be out there and be open and be honest about what you are? Is because I think people see through the fact that they're not objective. You're not fooling anybody. George Stephanopoulos is not fooling anybody. ABC News, CBS News, they're not fooling anyone. But again, they still insult our intelligence by making us believe that they're objective. And you're not objective, so stop. Stop pretending. Like, give it up. Give up the ruse already. We see through your garbage. We see through the BS. We see through it. By the way, I want to share this with you. This is a gender doctor named Dr. Alex Longani, who's a Mayo Clinic-trained Canadian plastic surgeon who discussed phalloplasty procedures during two closed-to-the-public presentations at a September 2022 educational series hosted by the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Okay? He says you see urology complications as much as 41%, but some show up at 80%, which is a lot. And he calls genital surgery an adventure for young people while describing these grisly complications that occur. Cut 24.
You see urology complication as much as 41%, but some series show up to 80%. I mean, that's a lot. But the very interesting, actually, that we didn't mention in, on that slide is that the same series of patients who had 80% complications answered to the question, would you do that over again? 100% said yes. So it tells you a lot.
By the way, I got an email. Don't put down mainline voters. I'm just joking. But he says, look at the 2020 presidential election demographics. Voters under $50,000 voted 55% for Biden. Voters making $50,000 to $100,000 voted 57% for Joe Biden. Voters over $100,000 voted, who make over $100,000, voted 54% for Trump. Union households voted 56% for Joe. Non-union households voted 50% for Joe Biden. Mainliners aren't necessarily the enemy. Well, no, it's obviously I'm joking when I say that. I'm just using the guy who used to be on this station who lives on the main line. Kind of like makes me enjoy joking about that. But no, I don't ever try to lump people together. When I say that, I'm literally trying to point out the fallacy of their argument of trying to lump people together. You can't lump people together as baskets of deplorables. And I don't mean to do that when I say the main line or Williamsburg, Brooklyn or something like that. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people there who are out of touch with what Americans who are struggling with feel and understand. And at one point, the Democrat Party used to try to tap into those people and they've given up on them and they just mock and insult them. Hillary Clinton says U.S. doctors are out of date on youth gender medicine. So you heard that doctor just go on about how genital surgery, all these complications that are going on. I'm sorry, Hillary Cass. Dr. Hillary Cass published a landmark report that led to restrictions on youth gender care in Britain and now says U.S. health groups need to do the same. So she was one of England's top pediatricians and took on a project that would throw her into an international fire, reviewing England's treatment guidelines for the rapidly rising number of children with gender dysphoria. And opening her eyes to everything over the years, she realized and led to, quite frankly, the ban that's now come underway with the national health system in England no longer prescribing puberty blockers outside of clinical trials. And also recommended that testosterone and estrogen, which allow young people to develop the physical characteristics of the opposite sex, be prescribed with extreme caution. The evidence supporting the use of puberty-blocking drugs and other hormonal medications in adolescents was remarkably weak. Her findings are in line with several European countries that have limited the treatment after scientific reviews. But in America, where nearly two dozen states have banned the care outright, medical groups have endorsed the treatments as evidence-based and necessary, like the American Academy of Pediatrics. And I'll tell you the difference. And I don't mean to be defensive of a state-run health system, but the national health system in England is run, it's a government-run system. So, and our system is still, the ability for people to make lots and lots of money off these barbaric procedures exists in this country. And so if you've got the ability to make lots of money off of doing these barbaric procedures to children, even though you see urology complications as much as 41%, and some showing up to 80%, but there's a lot of money to be made with that and a lot of parents who will take their kids to these doctors who will then give them the puberty blockers and give them the surgeries and everything else, then they're not going to listen to the evidence. They're going to listen to the money. They're going to follow the money. They're going to follow the money, not the evidence, not the scientific evidence. So, I mean, I don't want a national health system like England has, but that's why they're able to do it over there. Because the incentive for these doctors to make money off of this doesn't exist in the same way, manner that it does in this country. So just keep that in mind, you know, when you think about the power of big pharma, the power of the medical industrial complex in this country and the amount of money that's at stake. I think the latest numbers I had were, I think it's $500 billion a year is spent on gender affirming care, not just for minors, but for adults as well. But gender affirming care, it's $500 billion. So even if, you know, 10% of that is spent on kids, that's still a lot of money. So at no point are they going to turn around and listen to the evidence or the complications or the problems or the long-term problems or anything like that, because this is an industry that's about making money. And big pharma has way too much control, and the medical industrial complex has way too much control. But I'll tell you, somebody who needs medication badly is the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Why was she dropping F-bombs during an event live streamed by the White House?
I have no idea. It didn't make any sense. She was speaking with a comedian. And I think she was trying to be funny and over the top, and she dropped an F-bomb.
I think she honestly really does need medication. Some sort of mood, don't you think, or something to get her off pot. By the way, the Zioli Army came through. We do have the commercial of the hairspray. We do have the commercial of the spray on hair. Remember I mentioned this a couple hours ago?
Yeah, I have it.
All right, so a bunch of people sent it to us, so thank you for that. Let's take a listen to this. This is just a refresher down memory lane of a product they used to sell. I don't think they sell it anymore, where you can spray on hair on your head. All right, go ahead.
GLH means great looking hair. Just spray GLH on and it instantly covers your bald spot, leaving you with great looking hair. And ladies with thinning hair or bald spot, GLH solves the problem instantly. GLH is not a paint or a cover-up. It's an amazing powder that clings to the tiniest hairs on your head. It actually builds
it's awesome.
On itself.
He's spray painting his head.
Great looking hair. And the GLH hair system is not expensive.
Wow. That's incredible. This is the first time I've ever used this product. I saw it on the infomercials, and I was skeptical at first.
I'm going to spray it on my chest for the next YouTube Live and open up my buttons and show my hairy Italian chest.
$39.92, by the way, if you're wondering the price.
$39.92?
Yeah, but $100 value is what the screen suggested.
Does it include shipping and handling?
They haven't gotten that far yet.
Can we spray it on Henry to make a mullet?
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, come on. I may do that for my chest. What do you think? We had a lot of comments on my chest today.
I would recommend not doing that. It looks toxic.
Well, probably
it also
is.
Also just looks bad.
No, yeah. Some of them look good, I think.
No.
How many people died from using that product? Do we have numbers on that?
No, but I can look it up for tomorrow's show.
Please do. Would you look in that? Who do we have coming up later on the show, Matt?
We have Erin P. Ryan.
Oh, she's great. She's terrific. She's really smart. We're going to talk about mail-in voting and the polls and everything else with her. That'll be good. That'll be a good conversation to have. I'm excited for that. And I just as a little thing, she's with Axiom Strategies. Yeah. And she's very, very smart. She's very good. But I do got to get to Jerry Seinfeld as well. All right. We got a lot to get to here.
Glanced over Kamala, too. You teased it. We didn't even play it.
Oh, shoot. You know why? I've been on the radio since noon. That's why I'm losing my mind. I'm frying my brain.
We'll play it when we come back.
All right. Let me do Cherry Hill Volvo real quick. I want to thank them for their incredible support and sponsorship. And you probably have heard that Cherry Hill Volvo has a great renovation special going on right now. This is your chance to save big at Cherry Hill Volvo. Because Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. And if you've been by recently, you notice a dealership renovation. You certainly have noticed the road construction. Once you get past that, you'll find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. I can tell you firsthand, because I recently picked up my XC60 and it was a great experience. It's amazing. Business is great at Cherry Hill Volvo, despite the renovation and road construction. And right now is a great time to visit, because on top of all of the amazingly competitive prices, Costco members get an additional $1,000 off. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo, and they always go the extra mile for their customers. They have ample inventory, and they're ready to meet you today. So please get the luxury vehicle you deserve, a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. Right across the bridge, Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. Go see them today. And remember, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. So please reach out to them. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
That's right, and chicks dig me with my fake hair sprayed on my chest. Welcome back to the show. I tuned in last night to the premiere of the Walter Sterling Show. It's fantastic. 9 p.m. tonight, 9 to midnight. Catch Walter Sterling exclusively on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You can listen on the Odyssey app, of course. 9 p.m. to midnight, live and local. Walter Sterling. Tonight. Great show. You'll enjoy it very, very much. Where was I going? I was at Pelosi. No,
Kamala.
My brain is fried. I'm telling you, I've officially hit the wall.
Well, you've done 7 hours of radio. I'm not shocked that you're getting a little tired.
I am a little tired. I'm not going to lie. I started at noon, did a couple espresso shots, a couple lines of Hunter's cocaine, and now I'm starting to crash a little. So, Kamala Harris, who needs medication desperately, cracking up like a lunatic, dropping F-bombs. Unburdened by what has unburdened her. Take a listen.
We have to know that sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open. Sometimes they won't. And then you need to kick that door down.
Henry, tell me she's not a Batman villain. Stop it right there. Tell me that laugh. She's not a Batman villain.
It was very Joker-esque.
Yeah. But like a creepy, like bad Zack Snyder Joker villain, you know?
Yeah, Jared Leto.
Yeah, like even worse. Here, back it up a little before that creepy laugh. Oh, she's nuts.
I'm just going to start it from the beginning.
Go ahead.
We have to know that sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open. Sometimes they won't. And then you need to kick that door down. Excuse my language.
Tell me it's not a Batman villain.
Yeah, and I'd say Harley Quinn, but I think she's a little bit crazier than Harley.
She's crazier than Harley Quinn. That's great. For those who don't know, Harley Quinn is insane. And the Joker's girlfriend.
Yes.
And hot.
Margot Robbie, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, just ridiculous.
Yeah, I heard Harley Quinn and Kamala were actually roommates at Arkham Asylum.
Henry coming with fire today.
Look at that. He's bringing his A game. Love it. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the protesters who booed Jerry Seinfeld because I don't want to give those people a lot of attention, but I thought his comments at the commencement address at Duke, I thought were really good. And the whole idea about not losing your sense of humor, something we believe very strongly in this show. Some days are funnier than others. I mean, that's just the nature of life and the nature of talk radio and the nature of the news cycle. But I certainly am a big believer in that. And I love Seinfeld. I love that show. I think it's one of the most brilliant shows ever written. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. Cut 18.
The other thing I see going on that throws a lot of people off these days is thinking, I've got to make as much money as I can. I personally believe the real game is I want to have the coolest job. When I started out as a comedian, I did not think I was funny. I thought I'm a little funny. Maybe I wouldn't have to be that funny. I just have to be funny enough to feed one person. And I could do that with a loaf of Wonder Bread and a jar of peanut butter. A loaf of bread and some peanut butter. That was my actual plan. That's how you think when you do not have a Duke education. I just wanted to have this super cool job. And cool is a word not easily defined. It's really just whatever you think is cool. So just go for what you think is the coolest. Money will be made eventually, somehow. Try not to think about it so much. I see this messing people up a lot. Put it to the side a little. Don't think about having, think about becoming. Having is fine, but focus on becoming. That is where it's at. And I know you're not really even listening to this speech, and that's okay. I wouldn't either. You're graduating. You're thinking about yourself or timing your mobile order from the Yala truck. That's all cool. But the one thing I really do care about communicating to you is don't lose your humor. Forget the rest, forget your education, your degree, your privilege. All of you here would do fantastically well without any of it. All of you here, without question, are the best of the best. Just don't lose your humor. It's not an accessory. It's your Stanley Cup water bottle on the brutal long hike of life.
That's a great point. I hate Duke and I hate anyone who graduated from Duke, but that is an excellent point. I mean, as a Terp, I mean, I hate Duke.
I thought his speech was pretty good.
No, it was excellent. I really did. I love that. That last point about the sense of humor, excellent. Well done.
I also have a conspiracy theory.
Go ahead.
I don't think that the crowd was booing Jerry Seinfeld. I know everyone is saying that they were. Every headline I've seen has said that they were booing him. But when I watched the video, it seemed like they were reacting to the losers that stormed off once he took the stage.
Really?
I could be wrong, but that's just how I viewed it.
Well, let's take a listen. It's a shortcut. Cut 17.
Big deal about our commencement speaker?
They're booing the losers that are walking out.
I think so,
yeah. I think you're right. I think you're probably right about that point, Matt DeSanctis, traitorous. Very good. All right, we'll take a quick break. We got a great guest coming up. We're going to talk about polls and politics and why Trump is doing so well in the swing states and why Biden is having such a hard time with his base. It's our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
And it's great to have her on the show. Erin Perini, Republican strategist with Axiom Strategies. Erin, how are you today?
I'm great, Rich. How are you?
I'm feeling fired up. You know, I was in Wildwood on Saturday, 100,000 people there. The energy was just palpable. Everybody was having a great time, feeling really good. And a lot of Pennsylvania plates there, obviously, because Wildwood's close. And I'm feeling good about my state of Pennsylvania in this election.
You should. And I really credit the Trump team for doing a really couple of really smart tactical things with that Wildwood rally. One is we did a Wildwood rally when I was on the campaign in 20, and the crowd was absolutely massive. We saw that again as Donald Trump remains in court and there's that narrative out there that he can't be out campaigning right now. They pick a spot where they know they're going to get an absolutely massive crowd that sits in the media markets that are just adjacent to the Pennsylvania border. You couple that huge crowd size with this great polling we've seen out of the New York Times, Siena, over just the last couple of days that show Donald Trump's strength in key competitive swing states that are really going to make the difference when it comes to November and who's going to win the White House. You're seeing that Biden is losing support in key demographics, including the youth vote and the black vote. You're seeing that across the board. So the Trump team, not only are they showing these great recent campaign images with him with massive crowds, but the polling is kind of supporting that imagery at this point. And that's a great momentum builder for him going into this week.
Yeah, and the momentum, the big mo, as we say in politics, I mean, that momentum is just building, whereas Biden seems really stuck with just trying to lock down his own base. I say it like this. Biden has not locked down crazy yet. But you see with all the campus protests, I mean, he's terrified about losing the youth vote in Michigan and Wisconsin. He's already, in my opinion, lost the vote of the people in Michigan who work in the auto industry. I mean, I loved when the head of the union came out and said, we're endorsing Biden, but we know that a great majority of our workers are going to be voting for Donald Trump. I had a laugh at that, Erin.
Oh, yeah. Everything is politics. And especially when you're Joe Biden, to your point about shoring up his base, you keep hearing the Biden administration floating the idea that they're going to take any executive action on the border. We saw it back around State of the Union time. We saw when they said something was going to happen before the end of April. And now they're doing it again recently. But the reason they won't take action is because Joe Biden does have that base of support issue where you're seeing in states like Michigan, where during the primary votes, a large swath of voters, Democrat primary voters, are saying, we're going to vote for somebody else. We're going to vote for nobody. We're going to pick somebody that isn't even on the ballot instead of picking Joe Biden. So not only are they doing that about the border and playing politics because Joe Biden has a base issue, but he's doing it with Israel as well. With all the crazies on college campuses, these children who are so ignorant to history that Joe Biden thinks that these are the voters he needs to support more than our greatest ally in the Middle East, Israel. I was actually just in France and went to Normandy, and I was walking through the American cemetery in Normandy, and I felt such pride for these young men who stormed these beaches to provide freedom and end the extermination of Jews by the Nazis. And yet there are children on college campuses calling for that to happen again. And I was angry at them, but I was proud of being an American for what our country represents. And unfortunately, Joe Biden right now, with the way he is running it, is running to the antithesis of that pride that makes us the greatest nation the world has ever known.
Yeah, so well said. I want to play a clip for you, if I could, Erin. I want to get your reaction to this. This is Jeff Zeleny from CNN, national affairs correspondent, talking about the trial that's going on in New York right now. Cut 15.
We will have to wait and see what this verdict is and how voters are assessing it. But as I talk to voters across the country in these battleground states, A, many of them aren't paying attention at all and are disgusted and sort of tired with this. But the numbers beyond the horse race are so interesting. The reason that President Biden is having problems, it's because of young voters, voters of color, inflation. That is the issue on the minds of voters, not this.
Your thoughts, Erin?
Well, I think that Jeff is completely correct there. And with all this polling we just saw this week, even with these trials going on, Joe Biden is losing support. Donald Trump is gaining support. And it's because the things that matter most to voters, to the American people, especially to young voters and to minority voters, it's the economy. It's the fact that it's more expensive now to try and live in the United States than it was 4 years ago. It's the fact that gas is more expensive, that inflation is making it harder to become a homeowner in this country, that costs continue to go up. To go to the grocery store, you're talking for two people, it's $300 to $400 a week versus being, how can people afford that at all? And instead of doing the work that needs to be done to make America more affordable, Joe Biden is placating to the far left because he knows he can't win in November without them. But people are saying, I still can't afford the groceries the way I used to be able to. And that is giving them good nostalgic feelings about the Trump administration. And with that, that's starting to see the bolster in his numbers across the board in these key swing states.
I mean, even Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, I mean, my senator came out and said, when they asked him about the trial, he's like, I don't really know what it's about. And everybody I talk to, they don't even know what it's about. So, I mean, people aren't even talking about this. I know we're obsessed with it because we live and breathe this stuff. And obviously it's going to be covered 24/7. But if it's not having the impact that they want, I mean, James Carville was yelling. I'll play you that clip next and get your take on that, Aaron Perini. None of this is working. I mean, everything they're trying to do is backfiring on them to such a degree that you've got, you know, Carville's about to blow a blood vessel here trying to figure out why they're not listening to him, because it is about the economy. It's not about these trials. Cut 14.
Trump's more ahead than he's ever been. It's going the wrong way. It's not working. Everything that we're throwing is spaghetti at a wall, and none of it is sticking. We got to, like, try to think of something different, because what we're doing is really, really not working.
I hope he's not driving home, because I would not want to be on the road with him. He's got a little road rage going on, I think, Aaron.
I think that James Carville said the quiet part out loud, right? Everything we're doing's not working. That includes these trials against the former president. That includes the fact that these are left-wing Democratic prosecutors who are pursuing a political agenda against the former president and trying to find reasons to drag him into court, into litigation, to try and keep him off the ballot in November. And it's not working, because you can't fool the American people. You can say that it's bright and sunny out, but if it's downpouring rain, nobody's going to buy it. And that's what Democrats believe, that they can get the media to say to the American people that everything's okay and great under Joe Biden because he's not Donald Trump. But that's not the reality the American people are living. And that is why, even with everything the Democrats are trying to do to stop Donald Trump, they're failing, because the American people care about their day-to-day lives and not about some political warfare that's going on in New York City. They care, can I get my kid to school with the gas in my car? Can I put groceries on my table? Can I save? Can I afford my home? Can I afford repairs to my home? And at this point, because of the economy, because of inflationary spending, because of Joe Biden and Democrats with the united government that they had under the first part of the Biden administration, you have seen they have driven the country into the ground, and the American people want a different direction.
You know, it's so funny. I mean, you're a rock star Republican strategist with Axiom Strategies. I was a strategist before I started to become a talk show host. And we've seen this happen so many times over the years, where what they're talking about, you know, like what the elites are talking about is not what the people on the ground are talking about. And I was in Wildwood talking to people, just, you know, asking them questions and just saying, you know, now that you know about the Stormy Daniels allegations, are you still going to vote for Trump? I mean, this idea that if we had known in 2016 about the allegations, that people were going to take off their MAGA hats and throw them to the ground and set them on fire and then rush to vote for Hillary Clinton, who is the most despised human being in America, it's so laughable, the notion of that, because people just don't care. They want what's best for their lives. They want what's best for their families. And yet again, you turn on every channel and they're acting as if any moment now something's going to be said in this trial that's going to flip everybody's mind. And Alvin Bragg, in my opinion, is out of his mind with this argument that this is election interference in some way, shape or form, because had the truth come out, Hillary would have won or something like that. I mean, that's just the most laughable idea I've ever heard in my life.
It is. It's truly laughable. And it shows how little that the left wing and the elites believe of the American people. The one thing about Donald Trump is he is what we call a movement, right? It is more than just the man. That's what he always says, right? I'm standing in the way because they're trying to get to you. For him, he represents Make America Great Again. That is one of the strongest campaign slogans that have existed in political history. And it's because it means about making this country stronger for the people in this nation. And so while the left may control a lot of the levers in the media and in the judiciary system, as we're seeing right now, it's still not resonating with the American people, because it's about their day to day. And even back when he was running against Hillary in 2016, the American people weren't going to say, man, I don't like this one thing about him, so now I'm going to completely change what I care about so that I can vote for Hillary Clinton. Because if you were voting for Donald Trump, you cared about the economy and about immigration. And Democrats, that wasn't where their message was in 16. And so that is why Hillary Clinton lost. Hillary Clinton ran on a platform of I know what I'm doing. I should be elected. I'm the next in line. I deserve this. And Donald Trump was running on the message of, let's make this country great again. We have pride in our nation. That's the difference there. Not whether anything else happened extraneous to that. And that just shows how little these people think of the American people and the American electorate.
All right, last question I have for you, Aaron, since you know polls. I've had people who say to me, listen, there's no way the border is as much of an issue as people are saying it is. That why do people care about the border? They talk about this every election. It's not going to matter. It doesn't matter to people in Pennsylvania. I disagree. I think it absolutely does. And you've seen the data. You've seen the crosstabs. Tell me about it.
The immigration and the border crisis remains and has for months one of the top salient issues for the American people. And it's because in every city and every state in the country, the border crisis is directly affecting their community. And everybody who's running as a Republican is able to talk about how Joe Biden's open border policies have hurt their community, whether it is an illegal immigrant in Maryland who attacked a girl, or a person, an illegal immigrant in Florida who kidnapped an 11-year-old girl, or the drug crisis from drugs pouring over the southern border of the United States. There are stories in communities all across this country because of the dereliction of duty by Joe Biden and Democrats. And they see it, and the American people, again, see it every day with their own eyes. And because of that reality, because this is a reality and not a manufactured news media narrative, people are seeing it and living it. That is why it remains a top salient issue in this country. And it will continue that way because Joe Biden will continue to play it as a political lever to try and shore up his base instead of doing the thing he needs to, which is put on his big boy pants as the leader of the free world, get to work and start addressing the border crisis that his policies have only made worse. And until he's willing to admit that, until he's willing to say, you know what, we got to try a new course because what we've done, the American people will never give him credit for anything he does at the border, whether he does or doesn't. And so that is why this remains a salient issue. And then, and the left-wing media wants the American people to believe that threats to democracy, that's what they need to care about. But the polling is showing immigration, number one or number two in polling, threats to democracy, in the single digits at best. And it's not what the media wants as the narrative. It's the reality the American people are living. And that's exactly what they're telling pollsters.
Well said, my friend. Follow Aaron on Twitter at Aaron M. Perini. Thanks so much for joining us. And we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Rick Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.